to maintain a good physical, to gain a spiritual, a physical strength. We could compare that with then with the spiritual strength. Here the answer is not quite so simple. Paul had a number of answers to the question of developing spiritual strength. The first Paul had grown up with, chiefly it was around and bound around his identity. For it is we who are the circumcision, who serve Christ by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. And this is where he then goes on. So he's talking about this is the thing that we don't do. So this was his first spiritual strength, what he drew on. He said, if someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, and I think he might gag on these words as he speaks them, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. So this is Paul's first iteration of spiritual strength. All right? And he then says, all of this I then count for absolute nothing. It doesn't count for a thing. So what I chased before in my spiritual strength, the law, doing the right thing, forget it. It just doesn't cut it. There is another spiritual strength. And this is what he wanted to outline a little bit later. He could have pointed to this spiritual strength, but in the end he says, look, it counts for nothing. Paul might have even pointed to the good things that he did in Christ. He outlined some of those. Things like he was a good preacher. He did miracles. He was a great pastor. He could have pointed to the visions that he had. And he did. But then he said, well, yes, they are good things, but they're not me. Right? These are gifts that come from the one and only. They're gifts. And God wants me to exercise them and use them. But that's not my spiritual strength. That is not my spiritual strength. And Paul then goes on to remind, well, you know, these things are great, but they're not the thing that's going to hold me in good stead before my Father. Paul then goes on to talk about the thorns in the flesh, the things that unsettled him, attacked him even. And in so doing, he then comes to a new strength. That strength is his connectedness to Christ. It's God having done his work in Christ. The power that was in Christ is the very same power that is now working in you. So it's not him in his abilities or in all of the good things that he's done that he points to, but instead he points to Jesus. My strength is actually to be weak, because when I'm weak, I'm no longer relying on myself. I'm relying on Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit in me. And if we reflect on the journey that we've been on, the points where we are at most closest to Christ is when we are torn apart in our own journeys, because we know we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing that we can point to. We are the broken people before God. And in fact, that's what the very thing that comes out of the Old Testament. What does God want? A broken heart I will not forsake. comes out of Hosea. So in this, we then come to a new strength. And we are strong. Not because of the things we've done, but because of Christ bringing his healing into our hearts and lives. That's the joy that we have. And that's when we become strong. And that's what Paul pointed to. I can point to all of these things, he says. But in the end, it is Christ working in me. Paul, earlier in his second letter, and a particular passage which comes to mind is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 7 onwards. But we have this treasure, he says, in jars of clay. These jars of clay, this is us. We are the jars of clay. And for the most part, jars of clay are very dispensable. If you go and do any archaeological work in the Middle East, in Rome, in Greece and so on, there are piles, absolutely literally mountains of broken jars of clay. So they are very dispensable, right? So we don't bring a great deal. We're not in nice brass and gold bowls. We are this jar of clay, but we carry this wonderful treasure within us. And he goes on. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed also in our mortal bodies. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. My prayer is that you will continue to draw near to Jesus each and every day, and that you'll put aside the things of the flesh, things that you might count as your spiritual pluses, because they're just gifts. But the one and the greatest gift that we have, that is Jesus. And it is in him that we live and move and have our being. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.